Always look forward to chatting with Rick Limpert. You can follow him on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle, and his site where he is documenting all of his work during the week, wirelesswednesday.live. But never a day off for one Rick Limpert. You are always on. And when we say the word links around you, Rick, we could be talking about URLs or we could be talking about places to play golf. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Some golf technology, one of your passions for sure.
Or we could also be talking about sausage links for breakfast, Sully. So we got a bunch of different meanings. But, coming off St. Patrick's Day, St. Baldrick's, I know you were busy, I was busy. Let's think about maybe relaxing with a round on the golf course.
Absolutely. And it would certainly be somebody from the upper Midwest who would remember that sausage links are in play when talking about links.
I'm hungry. That's why.
Well, I hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day. Let's talk about the new fitted driver from Club Champion. I don't know a lot about golf, Rick. Why is this of interest to you?
Well, it's of interest to me because I went through a club fitting at Club Champion in Sandy Springs. And a new driver that is getting me 20 yards more distance is on the way to me. So you basically go into Club Champion, and they custom make or custom fit clubs for you. They look at your game. They look at how good or how bad you are, and then they make suggestions. You try different things, and they give you clubs that you hit better on the course, which makes a round of golf even more enjoyable. So I have a new driver coming to me that hopefully will fare better than my old driver.
Some really good testimony on this, too. Golf Digest saying 8 out of 9 Club Champion customers are seeing drops in their score by as much as 6 strokes. That has to be a pretty good selling point.
That's pretty extreme. I'm happy with a few strokes, Sally, or if it helps me get a little more distance. I think the results are different with everybody, but one thing's for sure, 100%, they have 100% rating of their customers report that they're satisfied with the whole process, the fitting process. How they get the clubs, and then as they go out and use them. It's a very positive experience. I love Club Champion.
If you visit CobraGolf.com, you can learn about Cobra Irons smart golf clubs. I know we love all things smart, but I also like the one of the players who uses these, and that's Ricky Fowler, one of my favorite golfers.
I figured he was one of your favorites. So you're kind of showy and flashy like he is. So. CobraGolf.com. Now, we've talked about Arcos before. They're the golf sensors that go on your clubs. Now they're coming embedded in Cobra Golf Clubs. So they have the exclusive on this. And then with the technology, they give you data. I'm actually going to be trying these clubs out here coming up in a week or so. So I'll give you a report back. But these Cobra Connect clubs will hopefully give you information about your game that you need. And again, it's all about improving your golf game. And I'm on board with that.
One of the things I love about Ricky Fowler is that he is self-taught and will say occasionally, hey, he's really not supposed to be here, you know, not supposed to be playing at this level. He learned to hit golf balls at a driving range, and you just never know where you might go from there. Okay, footwear, always important out there on the links, Rick. What's new from Echo and EchoUSA.com?
So Echo, I had a pair of Echo shoes probably about 3 years ago, and extremely comfortable, warm everywhere, even not on the golf course. You could, like I said, you could wear them anywhere. So now they have a new version out. I've anted up for a new pair. And again, very comfortable. They kind of fit like walking shoes. They look great. Yak leather on them, so very durable. The boa closure system, I'll put all the features in the show notes. But all you need to know is these are a comfortable pair of golf shoes you can wear on and off the golf course. They look great, and they perform well. You see a lot of pros wearing them.
And they make a wide variety of footwear, too, not just athletic shoes, but dress shoes as well. So make sure that you check out their site, EchoUSA.com. All right, how about the ShotScope V2 performance tracking watch? You love these little pieces of technology.
I do. I love the ShotScope, the V1. Now they have the V2. So in addition to how you can do it with the clubs, you can also get the information in real time, right on a watch, with the front and middle back of the greens and maps of the courses. So everything's right there on this watch. There's different models that suit the different golfers' games. And the watch works in the background. It collects your the tour level statistics. So you're like a tour player with the sensors that are on the club. So this is again, great. This is where golf is moving, giving you data, allowing you to improve, Sally, without taking additional swings. So taking your game and bringing it, hopefully, to your full potential, and ShotScope does that.
Club Car. We know these very, very well, especially on the south side of Atlanta, Rick, where golf carts are king. 60-plus years in the industry now as they celebrate their anniversary. What's new for them, and how have they rolled with the punches over the last decades?
So founded in the 1950s, Sully Club Car, they now manufacture these in, of all places, Augusta, Georgia. Imagine that. So they have I've put pictures in the show notes how these club car golf carts have evolved over the years. But what's new, Sully, is they have tech is involved, the Temple Connect technology in the golf carts, lets people keep track of the carts. It sets it up at the course so you can get information about the courses, again, information about your game. I mean, these club cars can be souped up. They can be customized, very comfortable, kind of a great dashboard, almost like a car. So I'll be writing more about your club car and what's going on with them coming up. But all you need to know is 60 years, golf carts keep getting better and better.
Indeed. And there's still frat boys of college age and in their 60s who still do dumb things on them from time to time. Please ride responsibly when you're out there in the club cars.
Please.
The golf course.
Please do.
All right, Golf Pride Grips. GolfPride.com is the website. The number one grips on tour, Rick. How are they number one? That is a big thing to brag about.
Well, they're number one because most pros, PGA pros, are using Golf Pride Grips. Again, over six decades of work. They always throw a little different innovation each year to make these grips better and better each year. That's why I get my clubs re-gripped. New every year. There's these new hybrid grips which feel really comfortable. I like the tacky grips. And the strongest endorsement of all is the tour players playing these grips. They love them. You'll see them when they're playing. They're pretty recognizable. So if they're good enough for them, they're good enough for me, and probably good enough for the rank and file golfer out there.
Do you consider yourself to be a rank and file golfer out there?
I my goal is to be a rank and file golfer, Sully. I'm some days I struggle more than others.
Well, I know you absolutely love the sport, golf and tennis, at the top of the list in terms of passions for you, and always keeping up on the latest and greatest in emerging technology surrounding these two industries and sports specifically. As we wrap up talking with Rick, you can check out his site, of course, wirelesswednesday.live. And from wherever you may be listening, glad to have you here for our weekly conversation. 80 Breaker app, the 80 Breaker app, the only app that looks and works like a scorecard. A lot of great features to this.
Yeah, I think the name of the app says it all. It's an app, and we're all our goal. Everyone's goal is to break 80. My goal is to break 90. But this still is a great app that lets you keep score and keep track of your scores over time, all through this app. So they have betting components on here, GPS distance to the greens again, and then the live leaderboards for golf events. Maybe you're playing in pro-ams or charity events. So there is a nominal cost to this. Again, I'll put the information in the show notes. But a great app that lets you keep track of your score and then post it to the USGA so you can get your handicap and keep that updated. I love this app.
Oh, man. There's a betting mode that's out there for this thing, too.
I know it's foreign for golfers to bet, but there is that component to it.
Yeah, it's foreign for golfers to bet, and it's also foreign for frat boys to do dumb things on the golf carts and on the course.
So you're Captain Obvious today, Sully.
Well, hey, always good to talk to you, Rick. Hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day. What's up for the rest of the weekend?
I got to do a couple errands today, a little event here this afternoon, and then a busy week before I head off to Adobe Summit in Vegas for a week. So that's always busy and fun. I'm back out on the West Coast again in a week.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. Always good to chat. Follow Rick on Twitter, the handle there, Rick Roswell, wirelesswednesday.live, the site for you. And always good to catch up, Rick, and talk some technology.
Great for you, Sully, and great for you to be involved with St. Baldrick's. Good work, and I really love that you do that.
Thank you, brother.